Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we sit down with Blake Shelton. Bill Cody and Blake Shelton from the long-delayed grand opening of Ole Red Orlando. Bill and Blake would chat about the ACM Awards, the new album soon to come out, Body Language, and the 20th anniversary of Austin. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Blake Shelton.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody is on WSM.
Bill Cody, Blake Shelton, Academy of Country Music Awards time. Extra special to be nominated for Music Event of the Year, but it's with Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. You've
heard of her. You probably have her records in your collection.
Yeah.
Especially given the fact it's her first ever ACM Award.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been fortunate enough to be nominated in that category a few times over the years, but, you know, being nominated with Garth, that's cool. With Trace, that's cool. But to be nominated with Gwen Stefani at a country music, you know, award show, and to know how excited she is and how blown away she is to even be accepted into that community at all, you know, I don't know that she ever expected how welcoming the fan base would be, and just the industry also, you know, that she could have that kind of success and we could share something like that, you know.
Where are you doing, and I want to talk about your performances specifically, where are you doing your performances and what are you doing during the show?
I don't know where in the hell we're doing it at. I think I think Opry House is the last I heard. Is that where it is?
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing our performance at the Grand Ole Opry House, and you know I'm excited because you know the ACMs came to us. Rat Clark came and he knows it's the 20th anniversary of Austin, which is shocking, you know, to me to wrap my head around that. It's unbelievable that I'm still able to do this, you know. So we're going to perform Austin and honor the fact that it's the 20th anniversary, and then we're throwing in a little bit of Minimum Wage, which is the current single that we have out right now. It's going to be exciting for me just because there's a lot of things that happened between that song and this song. It's pretty crazy.
So how long were you in town? That's 2001. What year did you get to town?
I moved to Nashville in 1994. I was 17. And I don't know if you remember or not, my first job when I got there, I worked for Mayborn Axton.
Yes.
Painting their house, and I'd met her in Oklahoma at one point.
Hoyt was living in a bus in the driveway, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And on that first 2 weeks that I lived in Nashville, he already had performed Ole Red for me, and said, "Hey, boy, you get something going. You need to sing that song, you know." And I did.
So, anything in particular come to mind on why folks don't want to miss the ACMs on CBS?
Well, I mean, I was going to say you don't want to miss Gwen Stefani, but she's not going to be able to be there. That probably turned a lot of people off when I just said that. You know what? We're getting back to performing music, and even though it's baby steps, we're actually showing up there. And even though we're having to kind of isolate and do these things in different places, it's going to feel like a real award show. It's going to feel like a real concert, and it's not going to be this something that we've been having to do on Zoom and FaceTime and stuff over the past year because of circumstances. We're able to now at least get in the door and bring our bands, and it's going to be some damn good music.
Body Language is the name of the new album.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be maybe an unveiling, a dance routine of some sort that's a new part of the Blake Shelton stage show.
They used to call me Shufflin' Shelton back in Oklahoma. You never know. You never know.
Who are you looking forward to seeing? I know Dan and Shay are a part of your, I forget, what's their exact role on The Voice?
So it's called an advisor. They're my advisor.
Okay.
And
they're on the show.
They've got to be on the show. I mean, those kids, I've been watching their career. They toured with me when they had their first single out.
Oh, wow.
For about a year. Listen to this lineup. It was Neil McCoy, Dan and Shay, the band Perry, and me. And it was an interesting combination of people. But, man, we had a blast out there. It was I've often thought that'd be a fun tour to get back together again. You know, Neil's crazy, and I didn't know at the time, Dan and Shay, they're both great guys, but Shay is one of the funniest human beings I've ever been around in my life. So it's no wonder to me that they went on to be the big stars that they are now.
When you mentioned touring, weren't you in Omaha with the Bellamy Brothers? And I know there were other people on that tour when you got the word that COVID had reached a level that people were shutting down music tours all over the world.
You know, we played, Wichita, Kansas the night before that. And there was a moment because, I would bring out the Bellamy Brothers and I'd bring out John Anderson during my show and Trace Atkins. And there was a moment where I went up on stage and the Bellamys had performed and John Anderson. And I thought to myself, because I would normally go up and hug them and kiss on them and shake their hands, you know, all of my normal stuff. And I had a pause that night in Wichita, and I thought, man, I don't think I ought to be doing that. You know, this was early on in the thing. This was March, and at that point, COVID was just something on the news up in Washington, basically, you know. Mm-hmm. It was starting to pop up a few other places. But I remember thinking, man, I maybe shouldn't be hugging people anymore. That probably ain't the thing to do. And then by the time the next day got there, things had escalated to the point where, everything was shutting down. Concerts were stopping. And we made the decision on our own. We can't do this. It's just putting people in a tough spot, and we'll just come back here and make it up to them one of these days.
So the pre-order for your new album, Body Language, it comes out tomorrow. It's been 3.5 years since you released a new studio album, a full album.
My God.
What are the differences? Anything on this album that's a big departure for the fans of Blake Shelton over
the years? Well, it's an album. We don't do albums anymore. You heard it. It's been 3.5 years. My God. I don't even... You know, the funny thing about this album is the first single off the album is Happy Anywhere, which has already come and gone, and we're on to now Minimum Wage. So there'll be two first singles released off this album. And, you know, just like everybody, we've heard the story so many times now, it's boring, but COVID just kind of put a stop to our plans as far as an album that we had been working on for a long time, but we just literally couldn't go finish it. We couldn't get musicians in a studio together. We couldn't do anything, just like none of us could. And so that's what's taken this extra amount of time. But for me personally, some of these songs have been laying around that have been recorded for almost 2 years, some of them. So I'm glad to finally get them out there and get them off my table and get them out there.
You still love performing Austin 20 years later? Speaking of that song earlier.
It has its moments for me. You know, there's never a time where I'm thinking in the back of my mind, man, I just can't wait to get to Austin. That never happens. You know, it happens with God's Country or Happy Anywhere or something more recent, you know, because that's a new reaction. But it never happens for me with Austin until I start the song. And then the way people respond to it, it's like a reminder every night. It's like, oh yeah, that song's why I have a job. I always forget that, you know. But when they hear that intro and they know every single word of the song and they sing it as loud as they can, and I think it just represents a time in people's lives, you know, that whatever they were doing in 2001 at my shows, apparently whatever they were doing was good times, because people have a blast when I start that song.
It's the 20th anniversary of The Voice as far as television seasons and how they roll. What's been the secret for you and for that show?
Well, I try to have fun there, you know. I was telling somebody the other day, I don't know that the show was ever meant to be a funny show at all. But the fact that the way they casted that first season, there was no way around it, because I didn't know Adam yet. But I would soon find out that he doesn't take himself any more serious than I do when it comes to something like that. And so we immediately were just not only not taking ourselves serious, but we weren't really taking the competition serious. All we were trying to do was run each other down as much as we possibly could in those blind auditions. And then you throw in the mix, you know, Christina, who's getting, you know, frustrated with us, and that would just kind of, you know, stir the pot a little bit. And then somebody as funny as CeeLo is naturally. I mean, the guy, he's the most entertaining person I've ever been around in my life. It just, I think it accidentally turned into this circus, you know, and it was meant to be this singing competition, which is the one thing that we did take serious was working with our artists. But between the four of us, I mean, you couldn't jab somebody low enough. I mean, that's what the competition kind of turned into. And I think seeing these singers that people really didn't know their personalities that well, all of a sudden that exposed on TV, and seeing how much fun we had, I think that's really what kicked the show off and got it going like it did.
The Blake Shelton brand, Smithworks Vodka, and now Hard Seltzer.
Yeah.
What are the flavors? And what is it about this seltzer craze?
I don't know what it is about the seltzer craze. I've found out about it about two summers ago. We spent a lot of time out on Lake Texoma, and my sister and Gwen's brother and families will come in and meet up for 4th of July weekend and stuff. And one day I started noticing these seltzer things in my cooler. It's like, what the hell is this? You know, that's the new thing that's getting popular. So Smithworks wanted to get into the market, I think, mostly. It's a young enough brand still that we're still trying to brand that Smithworks name and logo and stuff. And the seltzer thing seemed like a true thing for me to step into, with it being kind of a summertime drink and the amount of time I do spend outdoors. The flavors are, there's a lemonade, there's a sweet tea, and
I think there's strawberry,
and there's a lime, I think, in there.
Do you have a favorite?
The lemonade is what I always go back to. You know, I don't stray far from the classics.
No Blake or Rita?
No. Couldn't talk them into that.
And after all this time, every night on stage, you still really enjoy it and love getting out there and doing what you do, regardless of the set list we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
The art of doing what you came to town to do, this kid from Oklahoma, and getting to do it at this level.
Bill, I don't think I've ever really thought of myself as an artist. You know, I see singers and people and country music artists that I look at them and look how they approach what they do, and they are artists and they're so good at it. I've always just considered myself a country singer, and I love my connection with people. And even though I'm singing, I'm really up there on stage just bullcrapping with people in my mind and laughing. And by the end of the night, every night, I have relationships. I'll never see these people again, probably, but I have my moments with people in the audience, and it's a blast, and we're in on it, and I love what I do. I'm a country singer. I don't really think of myself as an artist. I don't take myself seriously enough for that. Yeah. But I love my job, whatever you call it. I love it. Yes.
And you've given them a memory for a lifetime.
I hope so.
Yeah. Blake Shelton, thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Great to see you again.
You too, man.
From Old Red Orlando with Blake Shelton, I'm Bill Cody.
In the driveway, roll like a cleaned up Cadillac. Girl looking at you, looking at me that way, can make a man feel rich on minimum wage. Girl, your love is money. Your love is money. Yeah, your love can make a man feel rich on minimum wage.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.